This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think the Watt issue is where we should start, because the theme of the Steelers offseason is to expect the unexpected. The theme of the Steelers offseason is that there are no sacred cows. And the theme of the Steelers offseason is to not believe them when they talk because they lie about everything. Art Rooney said it's Wilson or Fields. It ended up being Aaron Rodgers. Omar Khan said, we can't wait to see DK Metcalf and George Pickens together. They traded Pickens. So I have said for months, the owner of the team called TJ Watt a one-helmet guy. I'm now starting to think that means nothing. Schefter puts this report out. People freak out and get mad and say, the Steelers aren't trading TJ Watt. What about the Steelers lately would suggest to anyone that we should rule anything out? If he isn't happy here and he doesn't like the money that they're offering, and the coach GM tandem have shown us, and I'm actually giving them credit for this, that they'll pretty much listen on anything, then why would this situation be any different than that? He's 30 years old. If this was 3 years ago when he was angling for a contract, I would say probably a different situation, because he still has a lot of prime years ahead of him. And the Steelers at that point still had Ben and were like, hey, we can do this for an extended period of time possibly. I don't know. I just don't think it's apples to apples necessarily. The people that say Watt is definitely going to be here keep going back to that. Well, they worked it out last time. This is a different era of Steelers football. They are operating totally different. It might work, it might not. But this whole, we keep guys in one uniform for their career, or all we do is draft guys and then give them second contracts, and that's how we build a winner. Chris, they're clearly not doing that anymore. So why would anybody look at the Schefter tweet and say, well, that's dumb, he's just doing it for clicks, it'll never happen?
The one thing that I think you should be able to take definitively from what happened yesterday is there are no more sacred cows. And it's funny that Fitzpatrick is the through line here, or there's no more predictability. Steelers do it the Steelers way, and you could take that to the bank. They didn't trade first round picks for players until they did to get Minka.
Yeah, good point.
They didn't do blockbuster player for player deals like this until yesterday when they did. I forget who wrote it, and I'm with apologies to whoever did this, and I saw it as a headline. I would give credit to whoever it was if I could think off the top of my head. Somebody said he's taking a sledgehammer, is Omar Khan to them, or a sword, and he's like slashing things, not a scalpel. He's hacking things to
bits. I actually think Tomlin's doing it and Khan is his hatchet man, but it's all the same.
Either way, if you actually want to give them credit, then you have to give Mike credit too for being like, for saying screw this, it's not working. But they have flattened the idea in the last 24 hours that there are just certain things that we, the Pittsburgh Steelers, don't do. The guy who was featured on Hard Knocks because of how much he and the coach vibed together and what a leader he was is gone under pretty obviously less than ideal circumstances in terms of his standing with the team. Just because Art Rooney said something means it's not going to happen. You know what else Art Rooney said? I want us to be a better team running the football a couple years ago. What were they the next year? Dead last? Second to last? Just because the owner says X, Y, and Z doesn't mean it's actually going to happen that way.
412-928-9370. Are you bracing for a TJ Watt trade? How would you feel about it? Do you want it to happen? 412-928-9370. The latest from Florio on this today, who will join us tomorrow, is this. He writes, the problem is that the two sides are nowhere close on a new deal. Watt, one of the very best defensive players in the game, is ready for any outcome and not afraid to push the issue. Now, I had someone who's been an agent in the NFL interpret and translate the Schefter tweet from yesterday and say, this looks to me like the agent is trying to request a trade without actually doing the formal request, because the formal request like sounds alarm bells and people freak out and then they pick sides and then Watt looks like a bad guy to some people
and to
others not. But when you contact Adam Schefter and you say, this is the situation, and Adam basically puts out a tweet that says, hey, please call the Steelers and try to trade for TJ Watt. It's not Omar Khan or Mike Tomlin or someone in the Steelers front office. It's not Andy Weidel who tells Adam Schefter to send that tweet out. It's Watt's agent. So clearly, they are very receptive to the idea of a greener pasture situation. Where is the dollar? Where is the money? And maybe secondarily, where is the better opportunity? We've not heard from Watt since the season ended. We don't know if he agrees with all the stuff they've done.
He might be like, you just took away Minka Fitzpatrick from me in a trade. What the heck?
People say that like bringing Aaron Rodgers is in service to TJ Watt. Like, you do that because it shows him as a veteran that you're serious about winning this year. It didn't get him off his couch and it didn't get him on a plane to Pittsburgh to just show up and hold in for minicamp. So
he might have been, you know, observant of Aaron Rodgers when the Steelers defense actually throttled him for the last 35 minutes of a game and might not be that impressed.
When people say it's not going to happen, they're all in on this year. Well, they've already sent mixed messages on that one too, because they traded George Pickens after the draft for a draft pick they couldn't use until next April. They, with a trade, made themselves worse for this year. And I'm not a Pickens guy, but replacing George Pickens with Calvin Austin is not... that's not an upgrade.
Robbie
That's
Trees.
A downgrade. Yes, Robert Woods. Pretending that Jonnu Smith is actually a wide receiver, even though he's been a tight end his whole career. So
this, the idea, though, like you're right, the idea that people just say, well, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to kill Jerry Dulac here, but somebody forwarded me over this from one of his recent chats. Somebody said, hey, are the Steelers going to be involved in getting Jalen Ramsey? And I think he said, you better take a rain check on something like that.
I mean, Donnie, is this the bridge too far for you? You were on the air when this unbelievable trade happened yesterday. Are you still ruling out a Watt trade?
I don't completely rule it out. I do think yesterday opened a door that wasn't previously open to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This possibly happening. I do think that's like an extra step up from what yesterday was, though.
But
like,
what do you think of the agent's translation of the tweet from Schefter? Like, it's actually a passive aggressive way from the Watt camp to try to get him traded.
We see. I mean, we know it's not always about getting a guy traded. It's just simply about getting a guy paid. I mean, Myles Garrett requested a trade out of Cleveland less than a year ago. People were up in arms,
yeah,
2 hours away from here, and lo and behold, the guy who said, I want to go somewhere and win, signed for the rest of his prime in a place that never wins.
So you think it's about getting more money from the Steelers? You don't actually think Watt is...
100%. It's about getting more money.
Well, I think he'd take it from anybody. I don't think it's just...
I don't think he's ultra loyal. We've talked about how his older brother...
I mean, getting it from the Steelers.
Okay, but yeah, to that point, wouldn't anybody take that money from anybody?
To the extreme you're saying, yes, probably, but I think there are some
guys. It doesn't matter who the team is.
Well,
if
there
somebody
are some
says,
guys,
hey,
though,
TJ, we'll pay you $45 million a year.
I don't know, but there are idle threats. Like, I think Hayward last year was an idle threat. I don't think this is. I don't think this is like Hayward saying, well, I do have relatives in Cleveland. I think Cam's heart was in Pittsburgh the whole time. I don't think that's true of this guy.
No, I get that point. I do agree with that, but...
I think if the Eagles offered a first-round pick tomorrow, T.J. Watt would want that trade to happen and get paid by Philly.
If the Eagles offered a first-round pick tomorrow, I would somehow get a device that changed Omar Khan's number to mine. I would pretend to be Omar Khan, and I would accept the trade and drive Watt to Philly.
By the way, how outlandish is that? Their GM is a wheeler and a dealer. So is Omar Khan. They only spend $64 million on defense.
Would you have any kind of Tampa Bay Rays syndrome there that you're making the trade with Philly and somehow...
Well, the thing that would scare me is it would probably be the 31st or 32nd
correct
pick in the draft is how I would look at
it's
it.
It's still a first-round pick.
But then
though,
again, how about this? I mean, maybe the Steelers get a player back in that trade now, too. That didn't seem like a real...
I'm Howie Roseman. I can't wait to give away Jalen Carter for T.J. Watt.
No, but like, is Nolan Smith in a pick out of the question? I mean, I'm just saying, these types of things now, Donnie said the door opened. It does kind of feel like a new door opened for them.
I agree most with the statement so far from you, Pony, that T.J. Watt is not like some sort of Steelers lifer, that he is much closer to a mercenary who would take the money anywhere if he got it. And that if the Steelers traded him to a contender... and that contender wanted to pay him because they're in a different spot than the Steelers are right now, he'd be like, cool with me. He's got to be thinking about his legacy. He hasn't won a playoff game.
Correct. 412-928-9370. Here's Ron in Peters Township to start us off. Hello, Ron.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Yep.
I hope the Steelers do trade him. I think he deserves to be on a winning team.
Well, this team hasn't had a losing season since 2003, so technically they are a winning team, Ron.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I think every NFL player wants to stand on that Super Bowl field a champion.
But they just traded for Jalen Ramsey, and they've got a four-time MVP at quarterback. You don't think they could convince T.J. Watt that this team actually can win this year?
No. They're not even close, fellas. Everybody in Pittsburgh should know that.
Well, everybody in Pittsburgh doesn't know that because we have people on the air saying that they should get an A for their offseason.
I put up a video about this trade yesterday, the Minka trade, and just said, like, I don't know how anybody could feel definitively like they just have a good handle on what's going on with the Steelers, like, overall, because they're clearly trying to live in two worlds. And one of the first responses was, man, I don't know how you could grade this anything but an A. Really? What world are people
how
living
about that
in where
take,
that's like
though,
a
to start the show?
A.
The first guy calls in and said he should want traded because he can't win here. Steven Latrobe is next. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Malzy, it was good to see you last week in Greensburg, buddy, at Iron Rock. How you doing?
I'm good, Steve, and I still might take you up on one of those golfing offers, my friend. Mm. You were throwing out some big-name places right there.
Okay.
What do you got?
We're off and running here.
All right, I would absolutely take a number one for him, or here's a thought. I mean, we've been in bed with Miami so much in the last week. Why don't we do another one for one and go Watt for Tyreek Hill? Because
no
we put
way.
All our eggs.
No, I don't want any part of Tyreek Hill anymore. I think we've seen the best of him.
I don't know. Why do we put all our eggs
in a 41-year-old basket?
I know, but why do we want to be like the halfway house for ex-Dolphins players? They haven't won a playoff game since 2000.
They were more that for the Steelers.
We want all of their guys now? I mean, I understand Hill is like an incredible name and is probably a Hall of Famer, but...
But is he Tyreek Hill anymore, much the same way as Aaron Rodgers?
I'm sure there are people that just heard that point, that hypothetical, and said, yeah, I would do that trade. That solves a problem, wide receiver, and then we've got Jack Sawyer and Nick Herbig at inside outside linebacker. Sure, call up Miami and make that trade right now, pretty please.
Then what are those people watching? Are they ball knowers at that point? Like, or are they just people saying, well, he used to be Tyreek Hill, he can probably be that guy again?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.